It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Earlier this week, the Trump administration announced a major restructuring of the U.S. Forest Service, including moving the headquarters to Salt Lake City, closing its 10 regional offices, and shifting some workers to a network of service centers in six states, including Wisconsin.
The Trump administration says the move more efficiently centers the agency in the West, where nearly 90% of public land exists.
But opponents of the restructuring call it a dismantling of the largest forestry research organization in the world.
Wisconsin is home to one U.S. national forest, which dates back nearly a century. The Shawamigaun-Nicolet National Forest covers over 1.5 million acres of the North Woods and features recreation, timber sales, forestry, and wildlife habitat.
To tell us more about this forest and the restructuring of the U.S. Forest Service Agency, we have Paul Strong with us, former Shawamigaun-Nicolet National Forest supervisor who retired in 2023. Paul, welcome.
Morning.
This agency is over 120 years old. Can you give us an idea of what the U.S. Forest Service does and its role at the Shawamigaun-Nicolet National Forest in Wisconsin?
The U.S. Forest Service has a very proud history in this country. It's comprised essentially of three main branches. One, the one that most people know about are national forests, which cover a little over 193 million acres, which is a size that's just a little bit larger of combining Minnesota, Michigan, Iowa, and Wisconsin together. And most of those national forests, of which there are 154 in 44 different states in Puerto Rico, are in western states, but they're also important parts of many states in the eastern United States. And as you mentioned earlier, the U.S. Forest Service also has had, up till now, the largest natural resources research entity in the entire world. And a lesser known but important part is that it provides technical and financial assistance and support to states, tribes, and private landowners to help them more sustainably manage their forests.
That technical expertise at that local level. What are the high-level changes here that stand out to you about this reorganization? Are there big changes ahead?
It certainly appears so. And it's not something that we should be surprised about, in part because the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that they would be doing some major restructuring of the agency last July. They went through a comment period. They consulted with tribes, and no doubt partners, and Congress was notified of all of this. So their announcement, while the details were not known explicitly, we all knew that something was coming. So what it does is it moves almost all of the headquarters office people that have been located in Washington, D.C., and their functions out of the capital and moves it to Salt Lake City in Utah, where the chief of the Forest Service is going to be located with much of his or her staff.
Do you see a benefit to doing that?
Well, it's one of those, it depends. Mm. And the evaluation of what this is intended to fix or intended to improve or both has been quite fuzzy. We've been given lots of generalities about what this will provide in terms of benefits, but not enough details to really know that it has a good chance of succeeding in specific areas. So it's too early to tell, but it's also too vague to really know in advance if that's going to turn out to be a benefit or not.
I wonder, as you were in this agency for years, will these public servants, these staffers, move westward? Will they stay with the Forest Service?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And if recent history gives us any indication of the possibility, we should all remember in the first Trump administration that the Bureau of Land Management, another very large land management agency with public lands mostly in the West, had its headquarters moved to Grand Junction, Colorado, far western Colorado, and very few employees moved there. Many of them simply retired if they could or resigned and took other jobs. And the Biden administration actually reversed all of that and put the agency back in Washington, D.C., but they had already lost a lot of senior managers. It was a fairly major brain drain. So there is some concern about who will stay with the agency if they're given reassignments, which they either have to accept or be terminated.
We are talking about the restructuring of the U.S. Forest Service and its impacts on Wisconsin, the Trump administration making the announcement this week. Paul Strong is with us, former forest supervisor of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. He retired in 2023. Paul, part of the reorganization is closing all 10 regional offices. The Eastern Regional Office is located in Milwaukee. What is the role of these regional offices, and what will the agency look like without them?
The role of regional offices has been to have some geographically specific leadership that covering the national forests in that geographic footprint. For example, the northeastern states being covered by, and the upper Midwestern states being covered by what was called the Eastern Regional Office, which I worked in a few times in my career. They provided a layer of technical expertise in terms of carrying out policy and direction, obviously oversight, management of budget, lots of personnel management kinds of functions. They were an essential layer of the bureaucracy that existed to make the Forest Service a well-functioning agency. They're being replaced by what are called state offices, and that seems to be a bit of a misnomer, because there are only 15 state directors being identified, one of them to be in Madison that's going to serve Minnesota, Michigan, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin, which, by the way, is simply half of the soon-to-be former Eastern region. They look, some of them look like little mini regions. And again, depending on what they're supposed to do and how they're going to go about doing it, again, all of that hasn't been made clear. It's not clear to me at all if that's going to be an improvement or not. And the big why in all of this is missing. What improvements will this really lead to that are substantially different than what the regional offices did? And in some cases, getting people moved to all of these places that are going to have state offices will carry some expense. And will that expense be worth it? We simply don't know at this point.
I want to get to one of your big concerns. You talked about, touched on at the outset, the restructuring affecting research. The 7 regional research stations are being consolidated into one. What effect could this have?
Yeah, I'm actually more concerned about this than I am the management of the national forest, because the restructuring doesn't do anything fundamental to the existing national forests with their ranger districts and their staffing, unless if we see more detail that there will be lower numbers of employees there. That also remains to be seen. But the research and development branch of the Forest Service plays a role that I think is so essential to the present and the future, and the history of the agency shows just how important it's been. And it's not simply for the management of national forests. The science and the science delivery systems that are in place help the management of all not just all national forests, but all forests in the United States, and even has had global implications in terms of management of forests in other countries. And to see this consolidation, which also includes elimination of the vast majority of the research facilities in the country, is very troubling to me. What's not clear, again, this is a common theme in this, is what's going to happen to the existing long-term and newly started research projects that are at those sites. Are they simply going to be eliminated?
And then
and if they aren't going to be eliminated,
how do you move a watershed study, or how do you
exactly
move an old growth forest monitoring study? It's not
exactly
like you can move the forest to Colorado.
Right, right. And there's, again, there's long-term partnerships and connections with practitioners of sustainable forest management that rely on this science. Again, very troubling to me, and part of this reorganization, we have to see it in the context of what else has been going on in the agency. And it was only a year or so ago that we saw the president's proposed budget to Congress that basically zeroed out the research program of the U.S. Forest Service. And while that didn't happen, there's another president's budget that will be released very soon. We'll get some indication of just what value the administration has for what I believe may be in part of the U.S. Forest Service in terms of its effects, its broad and deep effects and enduring effects over time, which is the science that foresters and hydrologists, wildlife biologists, and others use to make good decisions about managing our public lands, including state, county-based forests.
Paul, landing here in the last moments on timber, Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest provides harvests of roughly 11,000 to 12,000 acres of forest for timber each year. Could the restructuring have an impact on timber sales?
I don't think so, but it depends. And it's the what else is going to go on along with this restructuring. The delivery of the timber or any other program, recreation, watershed improvement, et cetera, on the national forest is going to depend on what number and what kinds of employees national forests are going to be allowed to have given budgets and organizational charts in terms of how many employees are allowed to be hired there. I don't think there's an automatic effect, but it could be a cumulative effect if there aren't enough employees to get this work done.
Something to watch.
And it's a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul...
And it's a good moment to think about the effects on existing employees, what this all means. More chaos and uncertainty, more stress, higher demands, fewer people, lower budgets. My heart bleeds for people that are still with the agency doing their best every day to serve the public by caring for forests.
Paul, thank you for joining us. Paul Strong, former forest supervisor of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, retired in 2023.